It's Tuesday, the 23rd of February, 8 a.m. What a beautiful morning. Sun has already cleared the roof lines in the distance. It's beaming straight into the back of the house. Not the garden yet, it's not high enough, but it's beautiful, shining, and lighting up my face. Very cold. Been a wrecked frosty night. Probably around about -3, -4, -5 maybe. Everything's white. The park is white. And my breath and the steam from my mucky tea just heading straight up, upwards, which means there's hardly a breath of wind, if there is any. Lovely to see that, you know, your breath is blowing out. All that lost condensation. But it truly is a beautiful morning. Clear blue skies. Oh, this is... Wind back the clock till November, December. And this is what we should have been having. Many, many, many days like this. Not all that horrible, bleak weather. This is true winter weather. It's beautiful. And the sun's lighting up the trees. And the birds are scurrying about. Sun's also... a robin just landed on the back fence and he's in fantastic silhouette. I mean, picture his shape. He's singing now. Picture his shape, but his complete perimeter outline is silver with the sun. Ah, it's... And I can see his breath. I mean, it's just amazing. I could see his breath as he tweeted. You see, there's magical moments that you could go through life and never ever see. And that's one. That silver silhouette as he was on the fence there. Silver-edged silhouette, I should say. And then, as he sang, his breath coming out like mine's. Oh. Beautiful, beautiful. Can you imagine a photographer capturing that precise moment? A dark body with a silver edge to his whole body and the breath coming out. I mean, that would be in every winter calendar in the world. Yeah. Probably never to be seen again. Sun's also highlighting the fact that the feeders are empty again. Goodness grief. Anyway, I'll get them filled today, hopefully. Magpies are... You can hear them. They're up in the big Leylandia, up to my left. Oh! What's that song? Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. We don't have any cotton, though. Stunningly beautiful morning. Hardly worth talking about anything else. Now the holly is being lit up. Oh my. See, that's the thing with the sun. Sun has magical beauty when it's at its lower levels, whereas when it's above, it's just almost shadowless, featureless land and nature. So I guess I should say how I feel. I had a good night last night. Not a tremendously good night, but a decent night's sleep. I feel okay this morning. I'm pretty good. I was out on the bike yesterday again. I didn't intend it to go so long. That was a week and a day. But it was just circumstances and weather. So I got out yesterday for just over 11 miles. Local areas. Feel the burn. But it's that feeling once you're back. Once you're back home and you've rested for even just half an hour, it's that euphoric state. That it was all worth it, and how magnificent you feel. I suppose magnificent's a bit of an overkill word, but it's that tremendous feeling of well-being. Even though the muscles are still so. That's okay. No pain, no gain, they say. And it wasn't a bad day weather-wise. I mean, fine and dry. Sun's climbing fast already. It's really climbing fast. My goodness. So many different bird songs, man. Starlings have come to the suit block. Can't see them. All I can see is their silhouette. Can't make out features. This is a proper morning. Glorious. Makes me feel humble, being a human individual, a tiny dot, and a tiny dot. All this wonder going around, skies and sun, and nature. Listening to that little wren over to the left. Must have heard me. Must have thought, I'm not showboating on your audio, mate. So humble in the morning like this, standing and soaking up sunshine. and watching the birds flit about. Oh my. There's a pair of birds up to my right, obviously the male courting the female. Can't make them out, they're sparrow size, but they may be chaffinches. Yeah, definitely courting. Flitting from twig to twig. She's not flying that far away, so she's just, I guess, going through the motions of flying slightly hard to get. And spoiled completely by a big noisy bee in the air. You know, standing now facing west, and the sun's hitting the left hand side of my face, and I could actually feel heat, real heat. First time this year that the sun's been up and I've actually felt, well no, I tell a lie, I did feel it yesterday on the bike when it appeared. It did warm my body for a minute or two at a time. This morning at this time, wow, that is gorgeous. It's going to be a rooster. Well, maybe not.